This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We get a reasonably steady stream of questions from you all about some of the little and sometimes not so little things you are curious about in the world of business and the economy. We answer them in our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes to us from Daniel Reed. He is in Sacramento, California.
I've always wondered what the deal is with store brands. Where do these things come from? Why do people buy them? Or rather, why do people pay more for the same name brand product? Are they even really the same? How did all this get started?
Thankfully, Ashley Milne-Tite has the answer.
First, a little history. Some of you may remember Ann Page, an early much-loved store brand from A&P, which was once America's biggest grocery chain. But store brands didn't proliferate until the 70s and the oil crisis. At that point, consultant Edward Salzano says supermarkets started giving customers the option of a lower-priced product under a simple label.
But they were very plain Jane. They didn't look good. And the problem was there was no consistency.
A lot has changed over the years. Retailers like Walmart, Target, and Costco started selling food too. Supermarkets felt threatened.
Everyone is selling somebody else's product. So how does the retailer keep the customer coming back to their store?
By making products under their own name that are so good, people want to return to buy them. According to Consumer Reports, almost three-quarters of Americans now feel the store brands they buy are as good as the name brand. And as you might expect, Consumer Reports takes the matter of comparing these products seriously.
So when we talk about ketchup and tomato intensity flavor, people know the difference between a 3, which would be a low tomato hit, and a 10, which would be a high.
That's Amy Keating, senior product tester at Consumer Reports. Keating and I are standing in a lab at the magazine's headquarters in Yonkers, New York, surrounded by red condiments in little plastic cups. Keating's letting me in on this tasting, along with Consumer Reports writer Todd Marks.
So these are our little tasting spoons here.
Yes, so let's see what you think. Are they the same or different?
I dip my spoon.
Certainly tastes very robust.
I like the fruitiness of this one. I find the second ketchup a bit too strongly flavoured. But Todd Marks is carrying on about that ketchup as if it's a fine wine. Sort of.
It's very harmonious. It's in your face without being like a punch to the face. It's very balanced, very flavorful.
And that second brand, it turns out, is Heinz. The one I liked? It's Target's brand, and it's 40% cheaper. In short, a store brand can taste just as good as a name brand, at least to some of us. Still, there are some trade-offs. Some store brands taste like imitations, and typically these brands are behind on innovation, so their packaging may lack finesse. As for who actually makes store brands, Mark says a lot of food manufacturers you've never heard of, as well as some well-known names.
Sara Lee, very famous for its pound cake, is huge in the private label cold cut market.
With food, retailers have a choice about what to put in that product. With drugs, it's a different matter. I made a stop at the local drugstore to check some labels.
So I'm in CVS, and I'm looking at a box of Theraflu and a box of CVS Severe Cold and Cough. 6 packets. And the Theraflu is $7.99 and the CVS brand is $5.99.
And each product contains the same active ingredients. Active ingredients treat your symptoms. Other ingredients affect things like flavor and texture. It turns out the FDA requires retailers to include the same active ingredients in their over-the-counter remedies as the brand names they're imitating. So if store brands are good quality and cheaper, why do we keep buying name brands?
Hellmann's is made with real ingredients like cage-free eggs and exceptional oils and vinegar.
In a word, advertising. And Todd Marks from Consumer Reports says human nature plays a role as well.
A lot of people just blindly accept that this is the best because it's what they've always done. People are creatures of habit.
Sometimes there's nothing more comforting than familiarity, even if it is more expensive. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
If you've got a question for us, there's an I've Always Wondered link on our homepage. It's marketplace.org.